Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Joel McCord, the WIPR news director and watcher of the Bay and other issues, environmental. And in the news now, we have an interesting situation involving regulations on phosphorus in farms, which is not a new issue.
Not a new issue. It's been kicking around for some time now, but 10 years at least. You know, Governor Hogan comes into office and he's talking about bipartisanship, and he immediately alienates the environmental crowd by withdrawing a phosphorus management tool and some new air pollution regulations that apply to coal-fired power plants.
The phosphorus in the Bay, though, that's what you need to tell us about.
The phosphorus in the Bay. I was going to say, let's start with the phosphorus in the Bay. You know, this has been going back and forth for a number of years. Phosphorus is one of those major pollutants that leads to dead zones where there's no oxygen. And the source of nearly two-thirds of the phosphorus in Maryland waters is, guess what? Chicken manure on Eastern Shore farms. So you can already see where this is going politically, where, you know, where is the base of Governor Hogan's support. Now, scientists have been saying, as I said, for something like 10 years, that Maryland's method of measuring the phosphorus on the fields was outdated. We had to update it. So in the, I think it was 2010, the state said, okay, we're going to commit to updating this and reducing the amount of phosphorus on the fields. 2 years later, they come out with this new improved method to measure, and the Department of Agriculture publishes draft regulations. They get a, like, seven comments, I think it was. And now the department publishes regulations July of 2013. To absolutely no one's surprise, the farmers go crazy because they say, look, if we can't put more chicken manure on our fields, we're going to have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars for commercial fertilizer. And not only that, what are we going to do with all this chicken manure that's piling up in the barn? We're going to have to pay somebody to take it away. So the administration brought the regulations back. They had some negotiations with the farmers. They put out new regulations, and the farmers didn't like those either. So they came back again. And this is all over the course of, you know, from like 2010 to 2013. And then somewhere right in November, after a General Assembly required study, is when former Governor O'Malley comes out with the regulations.
Of 2014, November 2014.
November, yeah, like 2 weeks after the election.
And it became, it probably would have anyway, an issue in the race for governor this year. And Governor Hogan said during the campaign, I'm going to get government off your back. And this was one of the areas where he's chosen to show somewhat dramatically that that's what he plans to do.
Right. And these are he was complaining about these being midnight regulations, last minute things. Well, as we said, it's been bouncing back and forth forever. And the same thing has been going on with coal-fired power plant regulations.
Now has he withdrawn the regulations permanently or just said he needs to take a look at them?
He needs to take a look at them. He needs public comment and all that sort of thing.
It would appear that he would like to repeal the regulations.
It sounds like it.
Well, of course, this is where we are as we get accustomed to what the new governor wants, Joel. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For Joel McCord, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.